Samuel Love, what's good, fam?
Man, I'm just so blessed to be here. Thank you for having me. You all the way in the East Coast. I'm in the West Coast. Wherever we are, it
Yeah.
worked out on good time. So I'm just grateful.
Thank you, bro. I wanna give you your flowers, bro. You do something that a lot of artists don't do, man. You seem to be extremely appreciative of the platforms and how we support the independents, bro. So thank you so much for taking the
Yeah,
time
man.
out to show some love on your page for what
Yeah.
all of us do, man. It's a labor of love, but it's also kingdom, man. So we're here for the grind of it.
Look, I'm telling you, I've been in Christian hip hop in some way, shape, or form. I've been making kingdom music since probably for like I want to say 2011, since
Okay.
at this point. And so I was familiar with Track Stars,
Oh yeah, that's what's up.
so I've been on. I think I've been featured before in the past. I had an album called Black Samurai Music that I got
Okay.
some love on, and but either way, I know how important it is, and it's really a blessing for me to see the way that it's come from what it was to what it
Yeah.
is now. It's just a blessing,
Yeah.
like you said,
Amen,
kingdom.
bro. I appreciate that, man. Well, congratulations to you, bro, on your new season, man. New father. Very, very young. Still not getting sleep. Sleeping through the night. Not yet, right?
Some days she sleeps on us. She's spoiled as she should be, but yeah, she's good though.
I love
She
it, man.
yeah
I love it, bro.
Shout out to Capri and Shannon.
Talk about like what the scene is looking like right now on the West Coast for y'all, man.
It's nuanced. It's nuanced because obviously you got the guys like Miles Minnick and some of the greats who are doing it, and
Yeah.
then there's a whole, I would say, separate culture, that I wouldn't call separate, but just like in a pocket. Like I'm in Pasadena, California,
Yeah.
and there's a lot of ministry going on. We just had the Eating Fires last year, in Altadena. So a lot of people are in transition, lost their homes, lost everything that was familiar to them. So the ministry is present, but it doesn't look like I wouldn't say we have a huge like CHH scene, to be honest with you.
Got you.
But we get it going though. And
Got you.
in music and kingdom and ministry, it's a lot of talented artists and talented people out here.
Yeah, bro. You say you started making kingdom music as early as 2011. What have when did music start for you? Like, how did that get into your life?
Man, I was a baby. My dad is a keyboard player. He played with everybody,
That's what's
from
up.
Stevie Wonder. He was on tour with Whitney and her
Woo!
Rise and Ascension, and he was in Frankie Beverly and Maze. And my mom
Oh.
is a singer. My
Oh.
mom is a singer, so she sang with a lot of the same people: Babyface, Stevie Wonder, and Bill Collins, and all type of folks. So that was my upbringing. I just watched them do music. And it got to the point where I didn't sing and I didn't play piano and I wasn't the same, like outwardly, externally gifted as them. So I just did something else. I played basketball and I got into a little crime here and there. And then,
Oh, okay.
but I just did my own thing. I didn't see a future in music for me.
Mm.
And I started writing poetry,
Okay.
and then I joined a rap group called The Circuit in Pomona, California, and we were a rap secular group doing shows with E-40 and KRS-One and all type of different
Oh,
people.
wow.
And then God called me out around that time. So like around 2010, I would say, my dad was addicted to cocaine and got asked to play keys at a church that while he was still on drugs.
Oh, wow.
And I was living at his house at the time, and my pastor prophesied to him that he would be set free and delivered. So,
Amen.
and I was witnessing just the power of the Holy Spirit. That was my like really kind of first time in my adulthood, or even in my like maturation, just experiencing God in that way. And it just radically transformed my life. Not just that, because right after he was set free and delivered from cocaine, he had a bipolar schizophrenic manic episode,
Oh
and we were
man.
living in the same house, but the manic episode was rooted in God, and I believe God used it. I was baptized in a bathtub and just all type of stuff, like where my music never was the same after that point. My name got changed, God changed my name, and I couldn't rap about the same stuff anymore. So
So talk to us about the name, man. Sun Woe. Where does it come from?
I was I used to have a bunch of names, BE, some self, Vibe, Victory, and BE, all these different things, right? Just names, rap names. And I was asking God after I got saved, how come you love some people more than you love me? And I just felt like a lot of inadequacy and deficiency and insecurity, all the things, comparison. And God really, I felt God like impressing on my heart, like, I see you like the sun and I know you by name. I know you well. I see you like the sun. And then one day I woke up and the first thing that I heard was Sun Woo, Black Samurai G. And that was the first impression in my mind. And then from that point forward, I knew I like my name was immediately changed. My name was Sun Woo. I told all the homies, like, I'm no longer at BE's himself. My name is Sun Woo, Black Samurai G. And I later, and so it's, I feel like it's an assignment, it's an identity, it's a, it's a transformed name, renewed mind name. And then Samurai, I came to find out, means servant of the Lord. So
Oh, that's
that's like
dope.
the that's the literal definition of what it means to be a samurai. So
That's dope. So you that's really cool, man, 'cause it seems like you have like a background story that starts with not being so sure you even wanted to do music, to where God has actually propelled you to this point. I mean, and the music is doing good. It's
Thank you.
doing good. Like, he's doing numbers on Spotify. You got a
Yes.
lot of projects you've released. You being consistent with the music. Talk about what that's like for you to have a balance like that.
Man, I'm just honored. It's one of those things, it's a quote that says the woods would be silent if the only birds that sang were the ones that sang the best. And so I feel like at this point in my life, I might not be the best singer, but I'm a sing. I'm gonna give everything I have unto the glory of God, whether that be rap and song and everything. So I'm just grateful that I get to participate in this way, because my whole family does music. My little sister was
Oh,
on tour
wow.
with Anderson .Paak, and she's in St. Lucia right now with the Wailers. So
Oh,
it's
wow.
like, it's music all around me, music everywhere. But mine is, I always felt like I was the one that didn't have music in my future. So for God to call me in this space and to bless me, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I get to do, to, contribute in that way.
Talk about the style of music that you put out, man. I mean, sneak dissing over a quarter million views or streams. Like, talk about the style of music that you're making and what you want people to glean from that.
Man, that song is so funny. I actually have a lot of conviction around that song. Not like in a super negative way, but I wrote that song. I actually freestyled that song and I made the beat. I produced that.
Oh,
And
dope. Okay.
so I just did it one day at the house and I was freestyling and I recorded it and then played it for a friend of mine who we were working on music, and they pitched it to a show on Netflix, and I got like three or four songs on this Netflix series.
Okay, what was the series?
It's called First Kill. So
First Kill. Okay, I have to check that out.
it's really, yeah, you might, hey, who knows? It's really about a vampire and some monsters. It's a crazy story. It's a crazy story. But in that song, I wouldn't even consider that my style of music. But it's just so funny how positioning, I consider everything kingdom. But I was just like, I was rapping, I was freestyling. But it's hilarious that how God will just show me how positioning matters more than anything. I get like to this day, I get like Shazams, hundreds of Shazams on that song, and it's really just because it's on a TV show. So it's a lot of it is, where is your music being played? Who's listening? Who's able to hear it? Because the music is good, it just has to be heard.
Now, you mentioned that your dad played with some of the greats and your mom was a singer. Who are some artists that influenced your music, like prowess and your sound?
So many. Stevie Wonder is a big one.
Oh, okay.
Stevie Wonder is a big one. I mean, I love good music. So like, I'm
Yeah.
telling you, I mean it sincerely. Like, Frankie Beverly May is my favorite group of all time. Stevie Wonder. There's an artist songwriter named Leon Ware who wrote most of Marvin Gaye's stuff. And he has an album called I Want You That, and he I actually know him. He passed away, rest in peace, but he was one of those like kind of like a mentor to me. But those are people who their songwriting influenced me, you know, because even like a song like Frankie Beverly and May's We Are One, you know, that song is not that Golden Time of Day is my favorite song of all, arguably my favorite song of all time, because he's just talking about there's a time in your life when you find who you are. That's the golden time of day, you know, so it just feels like it's simple, but it's a prayer. Of course, Stevie, like songs like These Three Words, Bob Marley, all of those guys really influenced me, you know, really influenced me a lot. But from a rap perspective, I'm big like Andre 3000 fan. You know, I love Andre Three Stacks. I grew up listening to Jay-Z. I'm not gonna, you know, it is what it is.
It is, yeah.
I still consider him to be one of the most prolific writers because he's so simple, but he's like profound in a weird way, like just from a philosophical way. So I like stuff like that. I like people to be able to listen and recite my lyrics and to have that be a prayer, you know, like a declaration over their lives. So
And it's funny you say that, Jay-Z, you're like the first person coming from the West Coast that hadn't mentioned Pac.
yeah, I mean, I got into that's interesting too. I would say Pac had like a stretch of my life where all I listened to was Pac, you know, where it was just like on a revolutionary side, on a message side, that's all I listened to. And then as but I really grew up more as a Biggie fan, you know. So
What?
I was really like, yeah, it's weird. I was big on Biggie, Big L, like The
Okay,
Roots,
okay.
you know, Black Thought, Talib, all those guys, Mos Def, all that whole region.
Oh,
I
you
was
are a
big fan.
connoisseur of the craft.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to call it, I just fell in love with like lyricism, and Pac got me when I was more mature,
Got
you
you.
know. When
Got
I
you.
was more mature, then I was like, oh, I understand Pac now. But as a child, it didn't stick the same way that like wordplay stuff with me.
Okay. Bro, tell us about your testimony and coming to Christ, man.
It's I already kind of shared a little bit with you about my dad. But my grandpa was a bishop in the CME Church in Atlanta.
Oh, what
Yeah,
church in Atlanta?
I can't even tell you. He the CME Church. So
See me.
he was I don't know exactly which church, but he served in Nigeria for 8 years. He was
Okay.
a senior bishop. So he went to school with King. He went to high school with King and Mark, you know, went to jail with King and
Oh,
Martin
wow.
Luther King, all of that. So I never lived in the same city as him though. So I really was like, I knew that that was my grandpa and like that was my dad's father. And like I said, my dad was wild. My dad was hanging out with Rick James and whatnot.
I
So
mean, when you say who he was working with, man, yeah, that's the life. That's the
you know, he was living his life. So I mean,
life.
he's been sober, praise God, for about 18 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, so I praise God for that, you
That's
know.
amazing. You said 18? Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just grateful. There's
So
so
you've been
many.
saved since a very young age.
Now I would say I got saved around 19.
Okay, so your dad was in the church when you got saved, though. He was already a keyboardist.
He was a keyboardist and yeah,
Got it,
meaning
got it. Okay,
saved.
I thought you said earlier your story of salvation was matching his. I thought y'all were coming to Christ around the same time.
He was already probably saved, but he was getting sober. I'm older, you know. I don't know if it's well to tell the artist's age, but I'm 37, you know.
Brother, I was thinking 28
Praise
at
the Lord.
most.
You know, he says he renews my, you know, keeps me young, like renewed. My other poem rings like eagles. So yeah, so you know, that's so it's been some time for me, you know. But I was like living my life and doing my stuff and doing whatever I wanted to do in that way. I wasn't really considering God. And I kind of started, I got kicked out of college my first attempt. And from there I started looking into different books, world books, financial books, all type of books, and I started reading the Quran and Hare Krishna and Buddhism and just everything except the Bible, because I felt like the Bible was the white man's religion. And then I mean, you know, and I was hanging around. I had a lot of homies who were Muslim and a lot of homies who were, you know, guys that are, you know, gods that are, you know, I'm talking about five percenters and all of that. So I ended up going to this church with my dad in Pasadena, and my pastor was a little five something, you know, black woman, and she was full of the Holy Ghost, and
Oh,
really
man.
just, and the gospel was just preached there, and we worshiped, and it wasn't a big church, it was a smaller church, but I got saved there, and you know, I got baptized there, my life got turned around there.
What's up?
Transformed, and so, you know, so much happened, but there's testimony after testimony. God changed my name. He gave me the revelation of who Jesus was, because I was interested in church and I knew that God was in church, but I would still go home and read the Quran because I had like a universal kind of mindset. And I was in a class with one of the pastors, Pastor Ricky, and it was like a new member class, and he was like, "The Bible is the only word of God." And I said, "I disagree with that. You know, I disagree. I think the Quran is the word of God also." And I kind of was just going back and forth with him. And he said, "No, that's the word of God." So I went home and I read it. I read the Bible, you know, from started off in Acts, went through, got to the end right before Revelation, went back to Genesis, read the whole Old Testament, read the Gospels last. I read Matthew, Mark, well, Revelation last, but I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then by John, you know, I was done for, and
You knew.
I was wrecked. Yeah, I mean, and I still had that conversation, like, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief," you know, but God gave me a revelation of who He is, surprisingly using the Son. One day, I heard in my spirit, whatever you want to say, that you know, pray until you see the sun, pray until you see the sunrise. So I'm up early in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever time it was before the sun was out. I start praying. I end up going to sleep. I wake up, pray until you see the sun. I'm praying, go to sleep, wake up. So I still don't see the sun. So I go outside and I walk around my block 6 times. And on my seventh time around the block, the whole time I'm outside, it's light outside. The whole time is light outside. On the seventh time I come around the block. And I know people have an issue with saying that they hear God, but I'm gonna just say I heard God say, he said, "You don't have to see the sun to know that he's there. You just have to see the light." So the whole time I was outside, it was light outside. And by the time I finally saw the sun on my seventh circle around a block, and then it was like, but the light has been there. And so then I started to evaluate my own life. And this time since I've been in the church, I've watched my dad get sober. I've watched reconciliation with my mom and my dad and myself and my mom and myself and my dad. I watched reconciliation. I watched myself get sober or more sober at the time, you know. I think I was sober at the time. But I just watched God move in my life. And I
Yes,
said, "Man,
man.
so how can I take and receive all this glory and not acknowledge the Son who gave it to me, you know?" And that was it for me. That was the revelation, the
That's
first
all you
revelation.
needed. That's all you needed. What's some advice that you would give to like your friends now that the Hebrew Israelites, the five percenters, the Muslims, like when you go out, do you consider yourself an evangelist when you speak to these folks?
Yeah, I mean, they know who I am and what I believe in. And we're still, you know, argue, we're still friends. Like, I still have homies who fall into those categories. But to me, my best like method is understanding. Like, my best conversational pieces is questions. So like how they, you know, Jesus asked so many questions and didn't answer a lot of questions. So I think that our spirit, our soul knows the truth. It resonates with the truth, even though the Bible says it's foolishness to those who are perishing. But there's an aspect of us where we all have faith. You know, there's an aspect of faith that's ingrained in us. So it's like, if you ask the right questions, eventually, Lord willing, something will click. But the reality is, I can't give you revelation anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
The Lord gave me revelation, so all I could do is continue to live my life, and I tell him, of course, like Jesus is, hey man, you already know, it's only one way. But advice, I guess, to your point is, ask hard questions,
Yeah,
ask yourself hard
that's good.
questions, evaluate your life, take inventory.
That's good.
Is it working for you? Because I know that there is fruit that comes with the true and living God. There's fruit that comes with that. So if you evaluate your life and you don't see the fruit of peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, then you might need to reevaluate who you believe in. So that's that.
That's a good look, man. That's really
Yeah.
good. What are your thoughts about the current state of our genre, CHH?
Oh man. I've always felt like a little bit of an outsider for real, but I love the genre. I love the music. I'm inspired, honestly. I love what, you got Indie Tribe, and I just got on that Forrest Frank challenge. Like, to see all the many people
Oh,
get on
dope.
that Forrest Frank challenge is it's a testimony,
Yeah.
that it's even relevant in that way, that it could even go viral in that way, like my Rolling Loud, Myles Minnick, and all of that.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited. I'm excited for the current state. I think that we're in a space where, I'm always enamored by, there's two things happening. I was having this thought the other day. When we watch like a sermon, we watch a pastor, and we disagree with the pastor, or we don't like what the pastor is talking about, or not like what the pastor is talking about, we don't like the presentation of the word, then in preaching, we're more inclined to we'll call out the flaws, right? We do that often. Like, that was heretical, or whatever we'll say. I think in Christian hip hop, we aren't quite to the point where we could say, I don't like that verse. I don't like that rap.
No,
I don't
I'm
like
glad you
that.
went there. I'm
Yeah,
glad you went there.
I don't like that music, So I think we're still really just excited to have a genre that we want to protect it so much, and we want to put bumpers on the lanes, But I do think so. I think it has its pros and cons, because it doesn't really pull us further, it doesn't really pull us forward. But also, I like the idea. I've grown so much, man. I used to be like, I would watch a show, and all I could think about in the show was like, man, this is not it. But now I've grown in a way that God really transformed my eyes, so I could see, even if I don't like it, the fact that somebody is choosing to use their gifts to honor God is worthy of praise.
Tell us about like what's coming next. I mean, you released a new single. Is there an EP? Is there an album in the works?
And I have a full length album called Court. It's already out, actually. It's out on my website exclusively, but it's not on Spotify or
I
Apple
was gonna
Music.
say, I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I didn't see
yeah.
it.
So it's exclusively on my website. It's $7.77 for the album, and then $9.99 you get an album and a devotional that I wrote. I wrote a devotional for every song, so it's 12 track. And yeah.
I was on that page 'cause isn't the website
It's Hitmaker.
MGR
Hitmaker, MKR.
Hitmaker,
So it's a full length album. It's called Court, and I did it
Okay.
this way because, obviously music has changed so much. My first album was called Kingdom Influence, and I put that out in 2012, and I was selling albums from the trunk. We can't sell albums from the trunk anymore. So I do believe in music and the value of music. So I did it a little different, but it comes out July 3rd, where the whole album will be released on all DSPs July 3rd.
Oh, okay, so it isn't out yet.
No, it's not out on Spotify and Apple, but it's
Got
out
you.
on my site. So if you download
Got you.
it, you could have it.
So do you want me to put this link in when I post the video?
The Hitmaker
Or
link,
no.
yeah, the Hitmaker link.
Hitmaker, okay, hit but that link. Got you.
But not the link that I sent you. I sent you a personal link that you could listen to the album, and just check it out. But
Got you.
that's an early release link.
Got you. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. So your website link, use that one.
Yeah, you can use the website link or the direct. I'll send you one that's like direct
Okay.
to the site to buy the album, you know.
Okay. Cuz
Yeah.
when I went to Hitmakers, I saw that you had people supporting the album like with donations.
Well, it's not even a donation. It's them buying the album, but some people paid more than $7.77.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Some
cut
people.
this out, but 250 is what the highest I saw.
Nah, so that 250 happened because I did a show called The Court Experience.
Okay.
So I did a show called The Court Experience, and basically, it was an immersive experience where I did. It was like an album release party. I mean, concert, but I did it like a play.
Okay.
So I'm in theater. I wrote a musical called Bethlehem. It's an original hip hop musical about the birth of Jesus, and we've been doing it 4 years in Pasadena. We've sold out like multiple shows about
Oh,
like
dope.
thousands of people. You know, and it's featuring primarily kids, but it's all original music, and it starts off Isaiah and then goes to John the Baptist, Jesus, all the way to his birth and Herod and
Okay.
all this, right?
Okay.
But so I did a theater play like that where it was a courtroom experience
Okay.
where the people came and they were members of the jury. So those tickets cost money, and it cost $50 for like a VIP ticket. So
Oh.
some people bought like four VIP tickets, and then they ended up paying like 50 for an album. So it was like 250 total that they spent.
Okay. Let me go
So,
back and set that up.
all right, cool.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So, what are some things that you're doing to impact the body of Christ outside the music? Okay, I just need to have that in there so I could flip that in. But you can go ahead and answer if you want to.
I mean, you what are some things that I'm doing to impact the body of Christ? I think something that I'm very extremely grateful for that I never saw happen in my life was I wrote a musical called
Okay.
Bethlehem, and it's Bethlehem, Baby Born King, and this is just about the birth of Jesus,
Okay.
starting from Isaiah with the song called Prepare the Way, and then we go into John and Joseph and Mary, and we take it to the angels and King Herod, and it's a full-length
Okay.
theatrical play. We've done it for 4 years. This is our fifth year going. And we do it every like Christmas season,
Okay.
and pack out about like 500 to 700 a show.
Oh, that's
And
what's up.
we've done at least six to seven shows. So
Oh, that's crazy numbers. That's great.
yeah, it's a blessing. It's featuring mostly kids. There's a couple adults in it, but it's mostly youth from like grades. I got all the babies as sheep. So they have a song called The Sheep's Tale, and then they have
Hey.
another song called Following the Star to See the Sun. You know, I'm
Yeah.
following the star to see the sun, who
Yeah.
leave the 99 to chase the one. I wish we
Okay.
go faster. I heard there's green pastures somehow. I think this journey's just begun, right?
Yo.
So their song is one of the crowd favorites. But and then I also did a theatrical show called Court, an immersive experience where I did, it was like an album release concert. And we had the courtroom of God where I had the prosecutor who was, you know, the Satan character or adversary character. And then I was representing myself in the courtroom, and I had a
Okay.
judge. And I tried to represent myself, and of course, I fell short. You know, my righteousness is but filthy rags. And then at the end, I asked for, just like the criminal on the cross, I said, Lord, please have mercy on me. And then the advocate comes in the room, and the advocate is Jesus' character, and he has a monologue. And then, so all intertwined throughout the play was songs from our album. Yeah.
Oh,
And
that's
so,
dope.
yeah. So just trying to get creative with the message, get creative with truth, and you know, just create experiences for people where we can all build community and build family. I did
I
something
love
online.
that, man. That is amazing, bro. That is amazing. Well, tell everybody how.
I lost you, but I read your lips, so I'm gonna say it anyways. So,
Find you on social media, how they can support you, and what to look out for next.
yeah. So Sunwoha, Sunwoha. If you put that in, I'm the only one, I believe, unless at least in the Americas. But Sunwoha Love is my full name. That's how you find me on Instagram, Threads, everywhere, Facebook, YouTube. Sunwoha Love, Sunwoha. And that's also my website, sunwo.com. And there you can buy my album, Court. I'd appreciate it if y'all support independent music.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
believe, I believe it's a top tier album. I put a lot of time and energy and effort into it, a lot of prayer into it, and it is a instrumental worship album. Like, I mean, it's not instrumental. I'm rapping, of course, but there's instruments in it. I try to make sure that it's something that we could worship to, and worship alongside. So, what else? Yeah, man, just follow up, keep in
That's what's
touch.
up.
Instagram, yeah.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Listen, I appreciate you sitting down with me, man. You gave me more time than I asked for, so I
Thank you.
appreciate that. But yeah, apologize to your wife for me for keeping you so long.
I will.
She's
Nah,
probably
thank you.
in and out of naps right now still, huh?
She's about to go get her hair done, getting ready for her birthday. So I'm about to go relieve her
Oh,
and go
when's her
get this
birthday?
baby. May 11th. So
Oh,
happy
my
birthday,
daughter's May
baby. Yeah.
11th.
What? Oh yeah, happy
Yeah.
birthday. Happy
That's
birthday
what's
to your
up.
daughter. Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay,
So,
cool. Well,
yeah.
listen, wish her happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I know it's gonna be special because it's the first one.
Yeah.
But excited for you guys, man. And we'll definitely be checking out the album when it releases. And look forward to keeping up with you, bro. Anything you need from Trackstars, you let me know. I will
Thank
send
you.
you my number and DM so we can stay in
Okay.
contact. Would love for you to lock me in, man, and keep me abreast of what's going on, bro. Keep me
Man,
posted.
appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, man, you heard it, man. That was Sunwoe, Independent Artist Spotlight, man. Listen, new album's coming out, new song just released, Eyes Closed. Y'all make sure y'all
Yeah.
go out, like, subscribe, and support what my man's got going on. This is your man, Ryan Righteous, the Independent Artist Spotlight, and we out. Peace.